Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center has issued a new World Screwworm Fact Sheet as a resource for swine producers and other industry stakeholders to assist in efforts to prevent the entry of the pest into the United States. First of all, what is New World Screwworm and what dangers does it pose to swine and how?
New World Screwworm is a parasitic fly that deposits eggs in open wounds and leads to a condition called meiosis. When these eggs hatch into larvae, the larvae then burrow and feed off of living tissue, creating very painful wounds in the animals that they infect. This fly can be attracted and affect any mammals, including swine and even humans. And this is really a risk for any type of production because the fly can get in and it's attracted to any type of wound. And so if left untreated, this can also lead to the death of the animal.
Where has New World Screwworm been identified and what is its current proximity to the United States?
The most concerning identification is occurring in Mexico, where this fly is approximately 70 miles from the U.S. border. It was first identified back in November of 2024, and it's very concerning because there continues to be northward incursion of the fly towards the U.S. and U.S. borders.
What has been done and what is being done and where to contain this pest and to keep pork sector stakeholders up to date on new developments?
U.S. Department of Agriculture has really been focusing on monitoring the status, and they are actively involved in a process called sterile insect technique, which involves the release of sterile male flies that also halt the breeding or propagation of the fly. Because if they mate with the female fly, the female then does not able to lay viable eggs, and therefore it really breaks that transmission cycle. But the focus right now is really to identify where the fly is, apply this sterile insect technique, but then also work with industry stakeholders on response planning, outreach, and research to understand what this potential parasite could do if it's identified in the U.S.
How successful have efforts to control New World Screwworm be, and what options or strategies appear to be the most effective?
The sterile insect technique still really is the most effective strategy because this fly does not act like normal blowflies that we see potentially on mortalities or other stable flies. And so because this fly has a very specific attraction to wounds, it can't necessarily be caught in sticky traps. So the best way is to really understand the life cycle of the fly, make sure to keep habitat areas clean around the barn, so not a lot of vegetation. You know, continue to work with your animal health partners if you see something suspicious in an animal, but also continuing to monitor what USDA is doing for their sterile insect techniques and how close this is to the border.
What information does the new fact sheet contain? Who's expected to make use of the new information and how?
This fact sheet has been a collaboration between the Swine Health Information Center and experts at the Texas A&M University. Our goal was to make a swine-specific fact sheet that can outline the life cycle of the fly, provide the ability and pictures to show what identification of these various life stages look like, but then also describe what potential infestation may look like, clinical signs, and then links and description of how potentially to be able to report this to state animal health authorities, but also to be able to manage wounds and treatment of animals.
What do pork producers need to be aware of and why? And what action do they need to be considering to address this threat and protect their herds?
First and foremost, this is not currently found in the United States, but it is important to be on the active lookout, especially towards US-Mexico borders, for animals that have wounds that don't heal, or if they are not eating or not feeling well, or if you smell a foul odor associated with wounds. And so this is something that's just going to continue to require active monitoring of animal health. And if there is a suspect, to report that immediately to your animal health official.
How can anyone interested access the new fact sheet or get information on New World Screwworm?
The link to the fact sheet, as well as additional information, can be found in our February newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this information and many, many more, please see swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.